This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah! We are back. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad, the voice of your choice.
This is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Ah, what's good? Well, give the people a second. Hey. Go ahead and just press that button.
Hit the subscribe button.
You know what
if
I mean?
You haven't subscribed already. Right.
You got some good feelings in your heart, give us a 5-star review. You know what I mean? And tell us what you like about the program and tell the people.
And tell a friend.
Well, yeah.
And even an enemy.
If you really bold, send us a video of you jumping up at your office in the midst of the cubicles and say, it's in the conversation.
You're going to get a motherfucker fired.
Don't get fired. Just say it loud enough to where it's audible on the video. Yeah,
it could be a loud whisper.
Yeah, it could be a loud whisper, but do something performative so we could retweet that. We would love to see that. Anyway, man, what's cracking?
Man, where you been at, man?
Man, I was out the country.
Yeah.
I was abroad.
You got shopping bags and shit.
It was a fall.
Like a real...
I got a little jet lag. I just came off the...
I was just talking about that the other day. Fancy motherfuckers always got jet lag.
Jet lag, huh?
What's good, man? Oh, man, life is good, man. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got that little jet lag and shit.
You know how that be when you just, these time zones.
Be coming out them countries, you know. And I hear it's a real thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
That shit
there's always a fly motherfucker that's talking about jet lag.
That shit is a real ailment. That shit will put a monkey wrench in your plans.
Are you drinking coffee right there?
Nah, this is water in a coffee cup, but I would like some coffee. I ain't had no cash on me. I don't want to use a fucking card to get a $2 cup of coffee, so I'm trying to trick my mind.
No doubt, man.
Anyway,
so how was the Barcelona's?
I went to the Spain. I went to Madrid and Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was dope. That shit was pretty fucking dope. I enjoyed it. I liked it. It was two different sides of the coin. You know what I mean? Madrid is a little bit more like city, cosmopolitan or whatever. Both are like real party type of cities.
Mm-hmm.
But Barcelona is like on the beach. You know what I mean? It's the whole beach wave, the Mediterranean. You know what I mean? It's that type of thing. Madrid is more like late night bars and, you know, fly shit, tapas and all of that. Tapas, the little, the appetizer things.
Yeah.
A lot of pork out there.
No doubt.
A lot of pork out there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, how they treat the brothers out there.
It looked like it was all love. I mean, I didn't catch any friction.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm already looking for it. I've already got my
Spain was oppressed by the Moors for a long
time. Yeah, well, shit.
I don't think they was, you know what I'm saying, too happy about that shit.
Now listen, I ain't one there.
I just wanted to see what the blowback was I stepped over.
Yeah. They wasn't upset about it. They knew I wasn't down with the Moors.
They saw your passport.
They saw the passport. They might have sensed the oppression in my past. They might have been like, nah, I don't think he's down with the Moors. But it was a good time, dude. The shit was, I liked it. I liked it. We went, you know, we seen some historic things, went to the museum. So my lady could get historic on you. You know what I mean? So we had
that's good.
No, it's good. It's great. It's great. It's great to see. It's great to see and then to have seen it.
Right.
Then you could always, well, you know, I was at the such and so, and I did see that. It's good to see certain shit. But overall, the shit was just, it was nice. It was a nice little vibe. I kind of like both. My lady's more partial to Barcelona than Madrid. Barcelona just has a little bit more of a, like, there's a little bit more of a flowing vibe. Madrid feels like downtown Manhattan, kind of.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it also feels like Madrid got some shit going on that if you hip,
right?
You know what I mean? Both of them feel like if you hip, you'll know. Because they got a lot of, you know, it's obvious, a lot of underground shit in all these places. But you could kind of feel that energy. Like if you...
Right.
You knock on the, you're like, oh shit, wait a minute. Yeah, it's one of those. But it was cool. Good times.
You
out
speaking
there.
Spanish out there?
I was trying. I was a poquito. Okay, you know, just a little bit. Okay. A little bit.
And they respect that. They respect the try.
They respect the try. You know, I was trying to get out my head about it. It's tough.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean?
How they do they olas out there?
Now they hit you with it. They hit you with, you know, it depends on who it is. We was, you know, they're very, they get a good hola. It's very sing song. It's nice. It's a nice hola. Feel good.
That strong hola, that old Puerto Rican hola.
Nah. Dude, I don't
know. Hola, ¿cómo está?
Yeah, no, it ain't.
Little Cuban.
It's a little bit more.
Puerto Rican, Dominican.
It's a little bit more elongated. Because they got more space.
It's European.
It's a little less on top of each other.
Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they got, and, you know, they speak Catalan, too, I believe. That's the other language out there, which was a nation within Spain that was conquered. And, Matt's going to come in with
with the European report.
I seen this motherfucker again. Hold on, Matt, before you get to the mic. But I seen Matt ease up in his chair. He's like,
oh, yeah, they need a European voice here.
he doesn't know what he's speaking on. Go ahead, speak on this. Go ahead, brother.
I mean, Catalonia is still trying to get their independence back right now. There's been a lot of referendums in Barcelona.
That shit ain't happening. I mean, if it do, it ain't look like it was happening. Like, but go ahead, keep going.
Oh, I'm not sure it'll ever happen, but it's still kind of an independent streak there.
But who took them over?
Spain.
Spain conquered them a long time ago. But now Barcelona has all the money, so they're trying to say, oh, we don't want to have the debts of Spain.
Right, okay.
Yeah, something to the effect of they actually got together in the war. I want to say the Spanish success. I'm not. Again, don't get me.
It's just podcast talk.
This is just podcast.
Please do your own research,
right,
and your own Google search,
right? Exactly. Please,
we talking out the head.
Don't get misled from what I'm about to say. So anyway, they think they had said, "Listen, we're gonna go in this shit together," and somehow in the midst of it all, the Catalonians got abandoned, and then they had to kind of submit.
It wasn't a mistake, it was a setup.
It's a little bit of friction there. So there's this like one little square where it's like the ruins, like a monument with the ruins, and none, like if you want to know something about the shit, you got to go to each part of the monument. That's the only place where you'll find any English. Mm-hmm. Everything else is written in Catalonia. Like there's little ways that they say, you know what, we still us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit of that going on. Overall, man, it was a nice little vibe out there. It was chill. Fucking Barcelona, the Mediterranean.
What's the best thing you learned?
I don't know, man. The best thing I learned is if there's some spot that you want to go in this world, right? And you know, you got some type of opportunity, you get a couple dollars or whatever, just go. Go to that shit. Shit will feel closer than you thought it was when you get there. There's certain stuff. No, certain shit is like unfathomable. You know what I mean? Like there's certain places where you like, word, nigga, you was there? And it's like, but when you get there, you realize, all right, shit, it's accessible. And you're going to see motherfuckers that look just like you in that motherfucker.
Know who good for that shit?
Who? Beth?
Lil Duval.
Oh, yeah. Duval good.
He go to some far out places and make that shit look accessible as shit.
Because it is.
Motherfucking Gucci Mane was in Iceland the other day.
Oh, was he?
Nigga Goosey say.
That sounds like a movie.
He's like, this ain't a pool. Goo wop in the lagoon.
he's like, this shit is hot as shit.
He was like, you know, the water was hot. He's like, this ain't no pool. This shit is a lagoon.
That's hard. That's hard. Where would you want to go if you go anywhere in the world?
I want to check out the Far East. I want to check out some of that Japan.
Yeah.
Some of that China. India. I want to check out some of that Eastern shit. I want to, you know, Africa, of course. I haven't been to Africa. God damn, what is wrong with me?
You got
to
speak from
what
your heart.
What is wrong with me?
If you ain't want to go to Africa first,
I do. I was just talking about the shit last week. Now you hit me with the motherfucking freestyle, and I'm talking out the side of my neck.
Africa, of course. I mean,
talking out the side of my neck. I'm supposed to be in South Africa in October. Maybe that's why I ain't say it, because it was already on the itinerary, I guess.
Oh, you got South Africa coming?
Yeah, I got South Africa coming. And possibly a West African run in conjunction with, but I can't wait to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I do want to hit that Far East and that Africa.
What's it about the Far East that want to make sure?
Because that shit, because it seemed like they like was the last frontier.
Okay.
That didn't just get steamrolled by colonialism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They kind of was way out there and held their ground, and they also had the gunpowder too. They the ones sold the gunpowder to the, you know what I'm saying, Europeans. So I guess they was able to hold their own against
too.
Them bullets.
Right.
Because them bullets came through the world tearing shit up.
In ways way different.
You know what I'm saying? That shit way different when you used to doing a long, drawn-out fight, then a motherfucker show up and
blow dart,
put your brains on the sidewalk and shit.
Nasty.
Like, God damn. I'm sure the first motherfucker that seen a motherfucker get shot, I'm sure that shit fucked his head all the way up.
I'm sure nigga had to shoot a few people because people probably stopped everything they was doing to see what just happened. Like what the fuck?
Like, not the shooter. I'm talking about the ones who was on the side of the motherfucker getting shot.
I'm talking about them. They probably got shot too, because if you see somebody get shot for the very first time in history, some will run. But there'll also be some people like, yo, what the fuck was that? They're going to think that shit was a laser gun.
Like some aliens dropped out of space and
so
shit.
So they get shot.
You around here doing hand-to-hand combat for thousands of years.
Yo, what is that?
The motherfucker come through with poof.
Yeah.
Shit.
My brother-in-law, that's what he always say. He said, they ain't getting rid of the gun until they create some new shit to replace the gun. They're going to have a laser. Something that's going to just
evaporate your ass.
Evaporate it. Yeah. They're not going to pass off the gun until there's some new weapon.
Nah, the gun was the key to all this shit.
Yeah, that shit changed the game.
You know what I'm saying? Say on that Guns, Germs, and Steel documentary.
Book? Yeah.
Well, I saw it on the documentary before.
Okay.
They did the timeline. After the motherfuckers, the Europeans got guns, they basically took over the rest of the world in 75 years.
Damn.
They went and took motherfucking Central America with 12 people.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like they the whole between the smallpox and the guns.
And the guns, they got it done.
They went with 12 motherfuckers and took the whole shit over.
That's gangster.
The whole Mayan nation.
That's fucking gangster.
That shit is fucked up, yo.
Oh man. Shout out to colonialism.
That was your boys. That was the Spains.
Yeah,
Spaniards.
Nah, they was
the most one of the most brutal, because they had been conquered. So they had that fresh in their spirit.
That hurt people.
Yeah,
shit.
they go through.
Not fucking around. They was doing some fucked up shit.
That's
out
why.
There.
That's why we don't know the Mayan language now. They was like, fuck all that knowledge. Burn that shit down.
Yeah. Look at that. I wish I had read up on Spain before I went.
Nah. You had a great time, man.
I don't never want this type of conversation to happen. So you was in Spain, huh? So what did you think about the... listen, man.
Nah, where you going to go? You go to anywhere, it's going to be that. Yeah, it's going to be... You go anywhere, it's going to be... You went to Chicago. Shit, what you think about your Ellenwood?
Right, listen.
In 300 block.
I was in my hotel. They had a nice ass
I was on the north side eating real good.
Right.
I was in Chicago last week.
I saw you was in the go.
I ate some real good shit.
Where'd you go?
Joe's. It's a seafood steakhouse.
Joe won't let you down. What was you out there in Chicago doing?
We started the Martini and Rossi tour.
Martini and Rossi.
You know what I'm saying? So we was out there with that the first date in Chicago. Actually, the second date is tonight. In New York.
Martini and Rossi.
So, you know, like I said, that's some old school brand I haven't heard since I was young. Like, you know, they used to have a commercial. And I can't even remember how it sounds because it sounds similar to the call 188.
Yeah, you said it had a jingle.
Yeah,
they
had a jingle. We were supposed to look it up last time. But Martini and Rossi, Asti Spumanti.
Asti Spumante. That's very Foxy Brown bars. Those Foxy Brown bars, or is that?
And she probably said it, but that was like some old school. That was like my parents in them.
It feels very old school, and it also feels a little bit of James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond. You know,
shaking, not stirred.
Yeah, all that.
So what's up? Talk to me about
it. So, you know, they got, I guess they relaunching or, you know, reintroducing themselves out here in the world. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing a tour this summer.
What do you mix Martini and Rossi with?
They have like a rosé. They have a prosecco. Oh, they have that other shit what you was talking about last week.
We had this
vermouth.
Yeah, the vermouth shit.
We had this conversation.
Yeah, then they do like a mixed situation with a bitter and then the prosecco or the rosé that they do. And
how was it? Nice.
That shit was lit, yo.
Yeah.
You know how? Remember we used to do events and shit, and there was certain brands that sponsor that you knew the party was gonna be a lot more fun.
Like, give me some examples.
Like, back in the day, if Alizé sponsored the joint, shit was going to be lit.
Some blue bottles in there?
Like, Alizé was like the happy drink. Like, everybody was happy on Alizé. Like, you know what I'm saying? Women could drink it.
Everybody's getting fucked up.
Men could drink it. But it was like one of those, it wasn't get fucked up and fight. It wasn't like a Hennessy drink. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a get low in the cut. After you drink it.
No.
After you had Alizé, it was like fun. The party turned all the way up. The dance floor was lit.
It definitely was a party drink.
You know what I'm saying? So the Asti Spumante, like the rosé and the prosecco, that shit had the party kind of lit. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like a fun, like, you know.
Well, it's rosé season.
It's rosé season already, but I never had the Martini and Rossi rosé.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it's one of those fun, like turn up type of drinks. You could feel the energy.
You drinking again?
Yes, man.
Okay, I'm just
Ramadan is over. You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
I fell all off the wagon.
Yeah, I ain't fall off.
Announce the shit. I mean, goddamn, it is, you know, rosé season.
Rosé season.
Summer Muhammad is in the building.
This is the season. I just wanted to know.
I had to slow down though, because as soon as like Ramadan was over and shit, I had went hard one night.
Tolerance wasn't what it used to be.
I was like, yo, it took me 3 days to recover.
Got that jet lag.
You know what? I'm gonna lay it low. I'm gonna creep on back into it.
Oh man,
you know what I'm saying.
So that Martini and Rossi, nice though, huh?
Yeah, it's nice, man.
How these parties? How the vibe?
The vibe is dope because you know the imagery that they're using as far as like the setup and the decoration. It's very cool, and up looking. You know what I'm saying? Like you know the logo is kind of cool. Like you know what I'm saying? They had the picture wall. You know how you know, what's that store in L.A. with the vines?
Fred Segal.
Yeah, Fred Segal vines and shit.
Yeah.
So they got their picture wall have like the vine-looking foliage on it. It's not real, but it looks like that foliage that's on the Fred Segal building.
Some fly shit.
Yeah, it looked fly. It's the whole Fred Segal vibe because the logo is red, white, and blue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It's that Fred Segal vibe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So, yeah, they back in the building, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show them some love this summer.
Well, that's what's up.
See what my friends say.
So Martini and Rossi, did they start the Martini?
Listen, man. Don't get me the line.
I'm reading this shit and I see their logo is Martini.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, did they kick off the Martini? Was the Martini their thing? Alessandro Martini is one of the keys. Well, never mind.
I mean, shit. I will have to
again,
look it up.
This is just a podcast. We don't need to get that deep dive.
But yeah, it's
what else is going on with you, man? What you been up to?
I've been working on this project. The soon to be able to talk about project.
Okay. I see you was out there getting your director on in the
world. Yeah, man. I'm it's a different path on this project because I'm pretty much solely directing. A little bit of producing, but mostly directing. Mm-hmm. So, and then I'm working within somebody else's shop. You know what I'm saying? So, one production company hired me in to direct.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot different because I'm used to doing shit my way. And, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know.
Yeah.
All right, this is what we're going to do. All right, bang, bang, bang. And in this one, you really have to check in and really collaborate. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And so, that's been... And when you collaborate, that means you had to prepare. You had to prepare a whole lot more than when you you know what you're doing and you just do it.
Yeah, because you got to present to somebody.
You got to present to somebody else, and it has to make sense to somebody else. With you, it don't really have to make sense. It could just vaguely make sense, and then you go shoot that shit, and then like, oh yeah, it's coming together.
Right.
Nah, you gotta get that shit approved before you go out and shoot it. So it's an exercise in discipline.
Right.
So I had to really discipline myself to be prepared and organized to present, to shoot, to guide the interviews, and also to drop that shit off into an editor that I never worked with, drop it off in their hands, and be clear enough in my vision to, you know, give him what he needs.
Give him the
direction.
You
know what I'm saying? So in this case, you know what I'm saying? Usually I sort through the footage and, you know, see what I like and da da da, throw some spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks. Mm. But we don't have that kind of time. And again, I got to give it to another producer. So it's like we got transcripts. So it's like 300 pages of transcripts. And I'm going through them and making sure I'm going line for line, making sure I know what everybody said so mm-hmm. I can actually tell them the things that I need in there. So, you know, it's a good exercise in the right direction.
Yeah, help you articulate your vision better. Now,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Articulate your vision. And just move in a more confident way. Because when you prepare, you're way more confident, especially when you had to talk to other people.
You done considered that
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying? You considered that shit like a motherfucker. You done ran that shit 3, 4, 5 times around. Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. Is this you know what I mean? So while it takes a little of the edge off, it does put you in a better position. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It actually puts you in a more powerful position.
Preparation needs to just come back a little bit, just in general. Mm-hmm. You know, especially in the culture, you hear people talk about, you know, I'm a rapper, but I don't write. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
I just
right.
go in there and da 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 da, do whatever. Sometimes you might need to think about things before you approach shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let this shit be a little bit more fleshed out.
And I think this project is important. It's an important project. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? More so than a lot of the other things that I've done in the brand space. Mm. This is an opportunity. Like, this particular brand has given me the opportunity to do something I feel is important.
Mm.
And that makes you even more so on point and like, okay, let me get my shit together. You know what I'm saying? I know I got people looking. I know I got people checking and crossing T's and mm-hmm. dotting I's and, you know what I'm saying, rechecking my paperwork and, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So let me have my shit together so I could do the work that I want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the business part don't get in the way.
Uh-huh.
And that's my whole thing. I need to make my shit as efficient as possible. And the less headaches I got on the paperwork business side, the more I'm able to do the shit I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So I try to correct all of the motherfucking paperwork, business red tape problems immediately up front. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Prepare and overstand what's coming down the pipe even before you get there. You know what I'm saying? What could come? What could be said? What could be done? What could impede the progress of getting this shit done in the tight time frame that it needs to get done in? And when you're in production, it's a lot of motherfucking roadblocks that could happen. So in your thinking, in your planning, you streamlining that shit to the point where ain't much could get in your way. And even then, something gonna jump in your way. And then, but at that point, you so ready, you so prepared, and you have, I basically blocked it out in small segments that are like modules per se,
mm-hmm.
that can be easily replaced or rearranged.
Right.
So if when something happened, you know what I'm saying, and I had to switch on the fly, it's easily to switch because the way that I wrote it out, and that's all in the preparation.
Mm. That's dope.
Yeah. So that was, you know, it's been a great thing to do, and I can't wait to see the
finished results.
I can't wait to see what the people have to say about it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them things because it could go. It could go either way. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's a positive thing,
mm-hmm.
it ain't putting out something that's positive ain't always the easiest shit to do.
Right.
Because people are gonna look at it from all angles. You know what I'm saying? Even in asking the questions, people's general response would tend to, like, if you ask somebody what they like,
right,
they're their automatic response is to tell you what they don't like. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Why you think that is?
I don't know. It's just like, it's easy. It's easier to say what you don't like than to express your real true feelings about what you really want. Huh. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. You think people protect what they like a little bit more than what they don't like? So that's probably why they go with shit like, well, you know, I don't like this shit.
Cause, right. Yeah. Like, what you like about comedy? Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, what I be doing is I be trying to sidestep when motherfuckers be, like, man, what do you like about it? What do you love about it? What is it about it that make you do it? You know? What do you like about, you know what I'm saying? All right, tell me something about your relationship, you know what I mean? And people will start, you know, they'll go in all kind of different directions before they get to the real shit. Mm. And you had to dig down deep into it, and that's what we did. And I think what I want to do is put together a piece that could play, you know what I'm saying, years from now, and you could still get the same effect.
So like a nice little time capsule.
Yeah, so you had to get to the real, because real don't change up as much as, you know, just generally what people are beefing about today. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at some point, we might be beefing about, you know, equal share of the work in the house, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I would like my man to cook more, you know what I mean? I would like, you know, saying my wife to work more. I would like him to earn more money. You know, you could talk about those things, but at a certain point, some of those things change. Mm-hmm. You know, we might get to a point where everybody's equal, and that's not even part of the conversation no more. So I try to stick to the realest shit that you know, that won't change as much, and see what we get. So we'll see.
We gonna see. Speaking of that, putting together plans and passing them off to other people to see them carried out. Back to my Spain shit. I went to this spot, the Sagrada Familia, which was designed by Gaudi. Gaudi was a Spanish architect, right? He was the shit. He designed a whole bunch of shit out there. And I guess funny thing was, this Sagrada Familia, this shit is crazy. It's like it's a temple. It's a church, mm-hmm. right? It's a chapel or whatever. And it's grand. It's over the top shit. Like, but the cat, the way he designs, is like a different type of style. Like a lot of the Spanish and European church and, you know, their expression is typically way more like gothic and like sinister looking, you know what I mean? Dark as shit. Mm-hmm. His shit is like a little bit more free with it, a little bit more abstract. There's no straight lines in the church. Shit is crazy. But anyway, in the middle of him designing it, he died. And this is and he died. I don't know if he died penniless, but he was one of these cats that was he was like a common man. He walked amongst the poor, right? So he got hit by a cable car, mm-hmm. and was run over, and people didn't recognize him as somebody of note. So they put him in the poor people's hospital. Uh-huh. And then later on they found, oh shit, nigga, that was Gaudi. Oh, we fucked up. You know what I mean? One of those joints. But they say all that to say he left the plans to finish the shit, mm-hmm. and the shit gonna be finished in 2026. You could go in there now, and he left the shit to people to the country to, like, they paying for it. The country, like the country, but people are just paying for it off the strength because they believe in the project. And I mean, this is a massive fucking project, but like they're building it to his design. He left the plans.
And what is it?
It's a fucking. It's a big ass chapel, kind of like, what's the joint on uptown? What's the St. Patrick's Cathedral? It's a big ass cathedral, but way bigger than St. Patrick's Cathedral. Mm-hmm. Way iller than St. Patrick's Cathedral. Like, nah, fam, when you see the shit that he got going on the outside of the shit, like, he got like the shit is fire. It's and I'm not even one of those guys that gets into the cathedral, you know what I mean? Right. Ornate cathedrals, but this shit was pretty, it was pretty intense, you know. But shout out to Gaudi. I just wanted to say
Paul Gaudi.
Gaudi got confused for a broke man. This nigga was Gaudi.
Be like that.
It don't be like that shit. Anyway, look, you want to get on the mic? Go ahead and say something.
It's not just a church, it's a basilica.
Okay. What is that?
It's like one of the most important churches. Like the Pope himself designated it a basilica.
What is a basilica? What's the difference between a church and a basilica?
I think that's like the highest level of church, basically.
What didn't about
I
the Vatican?
So that's St. Peter's Basilica.
Didn't okay. I just say like St. Patrick's Cathedral? I put it on par with St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Well, you just didn't call it a basilica.
I didn't call it like a mega church.
He's just letting you know the European report.
I heard it was a. I knew it was a basilica. I didn't know basilica was of. I didn't know that was the. The top.
I think basilica is kind of above cathedral.
Hmm. Hmm. We're gonna have to look into that.
You Catholic?
No, he ain't.
He Jewish. Jewish. But he be knowing.
He be knowing. He know. That's he that, know that, what that, his that. Google tell
hey, him. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's that European history we be learning and shit, but yeah. We tune out because yeah, we be mad and shit.
What
that
else?
Shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Fuck a basilica. What a pyramid.
What's
that?
Up with some American history? What I missed while I was gone? What's going man, on in the streets?
Fucking calamity and chaos.
Calamity and chaos.
Calamity and chaos in these streets.
What's going on, man?
I mean, shit. I mean, in New York, what you miss is, you know, some wild hooligans killed a young kid at the bodega. Junior, his name was Junior.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From what the police and them is saying, is it was a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah, I heard about that, huh?
Where, you know, the gang who did the perpetrating, you know what I'm saying, thought they were, basically it was a girl who had a sex tape with a dude, well, a dude who had a sex tape with a girl, and he released the shit. And, you know, obviously she was young. She was 15 or whatever. I'm not sure how old the perpetrator was. But anyway, her people, you know what I'm saying, were claiming, you know, hey, we going to get some get back on this cat, you know what I'm saying, because rape is never cool. Mm. So they're insinuating that, you know what I'm saying, the girl was raped or, you know what I'm saying, or maybe he was grown and she was a kid, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they were out. I guess they were looking for that dude who looks eerily similar.
Oh,
to Junior.
Oh, so they've seen, they've shown who the...
Yeah, yeah, them mugs look, you know what I'm saying? They look a lot alike.
Same age?
I don't know if they're the same age. They didn't break down the age, but you know what I'm saying? He had the curly afro. His hair wasn't as curly, but it was the same curly, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know, afro. Both of them had the, you know, studs in their ears. Same color, same look. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was the ground, you wouldn't be, you know, it could be two different days, but... Anyway, they ID'd the wrong cat, drug him out the bodega. He, you know what I'm saying, was trying to get help. The bodega motherfuckers was like, my name Bennett, I ain't in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was yelling for help on the streets. Nobody called. You know, man, nobody helped. You know, they was just videos. People was videotaping the shit. And these motherfuckers hacked the motherfucker up and stabbed him up with machetes and knives.
Oh, wow.
In the middle of the motherfucking street.
Fuck. Yeah.
Left him out there. He was trying to get help. Nobody wouldn't help him and shit.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy, man. So, you know, it's a it's a big thing going on in New York, you know what I'm saying? Like in the Bronx, like everybody kind of coming together. Even the, you know, even the thugs is like, yo, come
this
on.
This is too much.
You know what I'm saying?
Was it because so this was because I heard about it. I heard a little bit about it peripherally. I seen Justice for Junior, saw the hashtag.
Right.
I saw that supposedly the attack is actually on video on Instagram, which I tried to avoid.
It's
that
on
shit.
The news, on page, on New York Post. It's on the news. It was on ABC.
Really?
Yeah.
Like unedited?
I'm not sure. You know how you fall into the rabbit hole and, you know what I'm saying, seeing what's going on. And I saw an unedited version that was, you know, readily available. I didn't dig too far.
So it seems like they might have tracked down the people that did it, though, right?
Yeah, they made some arrests, and then according to somebody in the family, the head dude of that particular gang apologized and said that those guys was kicked out the gang.
Oh.
And that they got the wrong one, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, it shouldn't have been him. He shouldn't be, it shouldn't have been him. Like, you know,
it's not a time.
But that's how bad the shit is. It's like, what?
You had to put a press release.
Like when the head gang of what? No, it ain't like the MS-13 got, you know, global presence. It's a Bronx gang.
No, of course. Like, they had to say, that ain't our thing.
Like, yo, shit is crazy because the community is like in a
because they saw it.
Yeah, and it's worse because you see it.
Right.
But then the community, and then it was like the wrong kid, not even like the wrong thug. It was like
a good
ass kid who was in the NYPD Explorers program type shit.
Yeah, I heard about that. He wanted to be a cop. Damn.
And, you know, it's like the New York Trayvon, you know what I mean? Because it's like a kid that just was chilling, eating Skittles and shit, just doing
innocent
kid shit.
It's the innocent kid.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't like he was in the game and, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it was gang and out here 6ix9ine and shit.
Right.
Or as you say, campaigning.
Speaking of which, Tekashi 6ix9ine is big ass signed, big ass posed out in Barcelona. That nigga gonna be out there next week.
Yeah, he in Europe right now. He in Amsterdam. He was in Amsterdam the other night.
All over
and the shit was packed.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He
out there.
His bag must be nice because the room was swole.
Yeah.
And they was, you know, they was going ape shit, as the Carters would say.
Oh, right.
He's like, arr.
I still haven't listened to that whole album yet.
I mean,
I'm on my way through it.
It's not the album that I wanted from Jay-Z. I
feel like the concession album.
No, I mean, you know.
I mean,
I wanted the album that I think I talked about it a long time ago when they did one of them, when she had that H-Town. It's going down.
Right.
I want a chopped and screwed ass hood Beyonce and Jay-Z record. What he doing Brooklyn and she doing Houston, and it's like some real street shit. Like not talking street shit, but just feel like banging ass beats, and you know what I'm saying? You know how Beyonce always give you that one hood record?
Yeah, I know you're saying.
Yeah, I want that. I want a Beyonce Jay-Z mixtape. I don't want the title stream album and shit.
Yeah, maybe.
But you know I ain't the target demo.
Yeah, I don't know who's the target demo for that shit now.
Whoever at that On the Run tour shit.
Okay,
who, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers that got them tickets.
Yeah, you know, I don't the relationship album. That was really what it was. It's like this is the health of our relationship. This is the vitality of the relationship album.
What do you think about the cover art? I mean, like the end, the artwork.
I like the artwork. I thought the cover art was dope. Motherfucker getting his scalp greased in front of the damn Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
With the Mona Lisa in the background, out of focus. I tweeted about that shit. I thought that was fire.
No doubt.
That was fire. I mean, you know, that's what they do. That's what we need them for.
What you think about the naked pictures of Jay-Z and Beyonce?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't look comfortable.
They was trying. It looked like she was trying real hard, like the photographer poked. Position her real hard to cover up his dad body.
Yeah, he still didn't look comfortable.
But you know, dad body in right now. Embrace that shit, Jay.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, embrace it. Do what you got to do.
If you gonna get out there naked, you can't just, you know what I'm saying, act like it ain't there.
Don't have that reluctant torso.
Why you out here running around here with suits with no shirts on and on the beach and shit?
Oh man, yeah. Because I tell you something about the beach, because I was right there. Boy, that shit is, everybody, you know, the beach is where you find out. Shit, that beach bod thing is, that is a projection. That is an abstract thing. There is some motherfuckers. There was some.
Because the majority is just out there.
Yeah.
Letting it hang.
Just getting it, just getting through the day.
That's definitely when you come across a lot of Europeans.
But that felt like.
They don't be giving a motherfuck.
They don't give a fuck. There's a lot of they don't give a fuck, but then there's a lot of cats. I guess this is one of those beaches. First of all, I'm not the beach guy. I don't really swim that way.
You
I can't
the
swim.
On?
Nah, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
But Chunkletus.
I didn't do that either.
What'd you do?
I did a sneaker to the beach, and then when I got on the sand, I took my sneakers off, and I did the whole
now
shit.
You still got sand all in your sneakers.
I kind of did, but then I tried to find. I found myself trying to be reflective as I was trying to get the sand, and I said to myself, "I said, if you don't wind up with sand in your sneakers, you wasn't really at the beach." That's how I justified, because I had the whole thing the first time I went to the beach, because it took me a while. That jet lag is real, my nigga. I'm trying to tell you. That jet lag.
So you had
it
on the way out and on the way back.
That shit was haunting us, because it was like, it's 6 hours ahead of what's going on here, mm-hmm. right? So, we got in there, and the goal was supposedly, the goal is take like a little brief nap and then wake up and get in the world. But that brief nap, that shit turned into strong.
All night.
Damn near. When we got into the world, because again, I tell you, Spain is late night.
Right.
Other thing about Barcelona that throw you the fuck off, had the stupid ass view. The view was fantastic. That shit was banana sandwich. But the thing about Barcelona, I swear, but Barcelona must have about 12 or 13 hours of blue sky a day, my nigga. It'd be like 10 p.m. and that shit be blue than a motherfucker. You're like, yo, what the fuck? It's like Vegas. This should have fucked your whole shit up. But, I was also saying that the beach was crowded as fuck. Right. It was like I like a nice desolate beach where it's nice. I like the sand to be a little softer.
Right.
This sand was damn near like some coarse. Yeah, it was a little coarse. It was like gravel. Not that bad, but it was
harder than like Miami sand.
Probably.
Miami got some coarse sand. It's not that powder sand.
This shit felt like Coney Island.
Oh no.
This shit was a little like, I think Coney Island might have softer sand. This shit had like it was pebbly. It was interesting though, if you get deep into it, because you do forget, because I don't be on beaches enough, so there's shit that you forget about the beach. The beach sand does massage the fuck out of your foot though, as you move. It's a nice, it's something that's going on. It's like a Tempur-Pedic for your feet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I say all that shit to say, dude, it was super fucking crowded on the beach. And there are, since I guess Barcelona's one of the places where people come to beach, there are like beach motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? On some Venice Beach shit, niggas that's what they live for. You know what I mean? The beach types.
What that mean?
I mean the motherfuckers that's
swole,
diesel.
Doing a lot of hand gestures.
Siliconed up. You know what I mean? Wow, like
shiny
as fuck, oiled all the way up, fake lips. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of that type of shit going on out there too. But I don't even know how we got.
Yeah, I was supposed to hit that Ibiza last year. It didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh. But that's, you know, a beach party.
Yeah, that's a whole vibe.
Party place.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll make it.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't.
Maybe not. What else? What else is going on, man? I seen Nipsey Hussle put classic hands on the nigga. That was a classic moment. Oh, that shit felt like a scene from a movie, nigga.
Lord,
that shit felt like there was somebody that was like, "Yeah, the action!"
And they had the classic narrator in the back.
Oh man,
Nipsey, don't do it!
I done heard so many different narrators. I heard one nigga say, "Ah, he slapped that nigga." Oh,
no,
he done slapped that nigga. No, it was one with the women.
Yeah, with the real one.
That might have been the first one. But then there's another one with some dudes. And nigga say, "Oh, he slapped that nigga. Damn, he slapped that nigga. Oh, that nigga got slapped." I mean, for the way they said it.
I mean, slap is so disrespectful.
The slap was so. It was well choreographed. The extension on that bitch was so it was elegant. It was a smooth. That shit was smooth as fuck.
Nigga had a throwback slap. That shit was a smooth pimp slap from the 68.
And the shit was very LA. The nigga had all of the LA shit on it.
Yeah, he was very cripped out.
Yeah.
Doing crip shit.
That shit was propaganda.
Niggas, yeah, it don't get much better than that.
Niggas talking about an album
on
again.
Tape.
Yeah.
He slapped the shit up. But my man kind of violated the other cat, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was doing the most. Slapped the cone out the man's hand.
Yeah, he did too much.
Yeah, he was doing the most.
He did too much.
And what they call it, instant karma. It was a loud. It connected real loud. And, like, shit.
Damn.
And then a motherfucker just pull off in his car and go do his job and shit.
Is that what happened?
He jumped back in the car in the whip. You know what I'm saying? He had the whip. I think the whole thing was that he was late for rehearsal. And he was trying to get through the cones.
Right.
To get to wherever you need to be. And they was like, you know how security, you know how security be.
Extra.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we didn't see what happened, but that's the speculation.
You speculate the whole situation.
You know what I'm saying? You can see the security was being security. I don't see security shit. Yeah. Slapping cones out of motherfuckers' hands and shit.
Move that fucking cone, nigga.
And then he got the hand of fire. And then Nipsey smooth jumped in his whip and probably just went and did his rehearsal.
Gone. Damn.
So what would you do? You get smacked like that?
Nigga. I don't know, man.
On the cameras.
That's horrible.
You know what I'm saying? How's your hood anxiety kick in at this point?
First of all, that's a slap.
He didn't swing on you, and then y'all got into a
scuffle.
That's
what makes it worse.
That's what I'm saying. It was just like a smack, and then it was kind of done. Like, dude didn't even have a response for it.
He looked like he tried to respond, but he didn't really want that life. It was a weird thing because he threw his hands up.
He started to smoke.
See, this is the thing.
He had the authority smoke, though.
Because he wasn't used to his authority
being challenged.
At first, I thought these were real cops. These right. are like security.
That other one wasn't a cop that grabbed him up?
That got him in that mean full Nelson? That was a hell of a full. That was that. If we're talking about technique. It was so much technique in that photo, in that video. The slap was, it was amazing.
Impeccable.
But my man with that quick-ass full Nelson that had him gripped up, that was good.
He was gripped up for a solid 10 seconds.
He was gripped.
Before he realized that, hold on, let me get up out this grip.
Yeah, nigga, get the fuck off me, nigga. But it was still, it was good by the book, a grip up. It was a good security, neutralization. It's good neutralization. Now, I don't know, man. You both went too far. You had to feel it, because even when they showed like the beginning of it, you could tell it was hot. Mm-hmm. And back to the thing, this prior security hasn't been tested. Because security do be on some bullshit. Listen, man, I don't get, and now we speculating, but now Nipsey's from L.A., this is BET Awards. He put out an album a few months ago that is a really good album. Mm-hmm. His debut. You know what I mean? Arguably one of the better albums of the year. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of shit that's been clouding the market, but there's a lot of shit that's kind of been maybe taking some shine away from what's going on with him. So he out full campaigning. Mm-hmm. He definitely letting you know, nigga, I'm out here. I run this town, or at least I got a stake in this bitch.
Right.
You know what I mean? I need to shine in it in my truest essence.
I need all of my props.
I need my big ass car. Yep. I need my lady here. I need, you know what I'm saying?
I need all of the homies that I can fit in this motherfucker.
Nigga, this is a movie. You know what I mean? And I don't need a nigga that is especially a sideline nigga
My authority.
Nigga, I'm trying
in this community.
Nigga, quiet on the set. Nigga, said quiet on the set. I don't want to hear too much.
So you got two cats campaigning for the cause.
Yeah.
You got one cat that's automatically on defense because he might not have known who he was.
They probably don't know who he is.
You automatically on defense because you in L.A. His cat roll up looking like a Crip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You automatically on your guard, on defense, like, okay. Let me make sure.
Look like trouble.
You know what I'm saying? This could be trouble. Let me, you know what I'm saying, get into my trouble stance.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, ready.
But now you take it too far because it seemed like you had the situation kind of neutralized. They was following you with the yip and the yap. But they was out the car. The car wasn't going through. But you turn and slaps the cone out the man's hand.
Now, see, that was
like weird. You done crossed the line. You done took it to a place where the game is fair.
Yeah. Once you slap the cone out the dude's hand, you had to know you just set the scene for it to get stupid ignorant.
Right.
Now we gotta get ignorant. So you should have almost been ready for retaliation and been ready for that retaliation.
Nah, because you thought it couldn't happen. You thought it wasn't going to happen. Nah. I seen that shit happen before.
You seen what? That right there?
Seen it a couple times in Miami.
Oh, I've seen niggas get slapped before.
Not even get slapped, but like the authority, you know what I'm saying? The security. I seen one security. It was at, what was the name of that party? It was at this hotel called the Marlin.
Okay.
And I think Louis Oliver was throwing this party, who does live on Sunday with Mike.
Yeah.
And he had this security out there, you know, one of them, you know, kind of big, but halfway out of shape, you know what I'm saying?
Right, old football type.
Yeah, but, you know, just, you know, not pulled together. He wasn't on top of his preparation. And, you know, it's Miami Memorial Day type of action. And you know, he out there woofing at everybody and talking loud and, you know, saying nothing. And, you know, he has some cats right up there at the front, you know, trying to get their way in. It's they almost in, but then that's when the security get real tight on you right before you get to where they
open right here, stop it right here.
Open the velvet rope for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he got them jammed up at the velvet rope, and you know what I'm saying? They talking back and forth. And then, you know, he reached out and put his hands on the dude like he was going, you know what I mean? Like he grabbed the front of his shirt like he was going to push him back off the steps. But he underestimated how strong this motherfucker was. Security underestimated the strength of this motherfucker at the velvet rope.
Right.
Because he grabbed him and tried to push him down the steps. And that motherfucker didn't budge.
Yeah.
That shit was like a tug of war going in the opposite direction.
So
he done stood him all the way back up and was pushing him into the club. And then that shit went downhill from there, man. And, you know.
What happened?
It got to a scuffle, and we got to going. We got to going to the next party because, hey, man,
yeah.
Who wants to get fucked up over another motherfucker fight at the dope?
Yeah.
We got on our good shoes. You know what I'm saying? We got on Ferragamos and shit.
Oh,
we strolled on down to the next shit.
Mm-hmm. And it's only because niggas' egos is wild.
And yeah, definitely egos are sensitive, but it's certain places where that shit get pushed and get tried and tested.
Yeah.
And the security cat at the dough is one of the biggest line steppers of that little dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't advocate slapping the security.
No.
But I felt the energy.
That shit definitely got him some more streams, I bet you. I bet you niggas was like, he's gonna be
in that court with that lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know how that go.
We'll see what happens.
It's gonna be an expensive slap.
If you got slapped like that, are you suing?
Yeah, man. I'm suing like a motherfucker, nigga. You need some reciprocity. Shit, I done got streamed a million times. I need something for my pain and suffering. I can't even work.
Yeah,
DJ Vlad got on like that.
Shit.
He took off.
Oh,
shit,
man.
I want some of that. Hey, motherfucker slapped me, famous motherfucker. Slapped me.
Slapped your ass to the top.
I'm falling down on the ground.
Are you going to have the presence of mind to do the full-on fallout, or are you going to be like, what's going to happen first? What's going to kick in first, the pride or the case?
Hey, man, I don't know. I can't call it. I'm just on the sidelines on the podcast.
Hilarious.
I'm calling it as I see it in this moment.
Oh,
I'm falling out.
Man.
I ever told you that Trick Daddy story?
No.
At Disney?
Maybe. Yeah, I think maybe. We'll tell the people.
We was doing this 3-day concert in Florida, in Orlando, called Vibe Live. This is how I got on. This was my first little project.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was from Miami, I was fresh out of Miami. You Don't Know Now was a big record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, let's book Trick Daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody like, yo, you know you got to do a clean show.
Right.
I'm like, you know, I talked to those people. They like, yeah, he'll do a clean show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No worries. He good. You know what I'm saying? His manager, Hop, at the time, reassured me. So they came. They did a clean show. Rocked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know what I'm saying? Everything was cool. Then
How was the clean show? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, okay. He just didn't cuss. Okay. Everything else was popping.
But it didn't feel like it was missing.
Nah, because, you know, he full on was the life. You know? So it was like... You mean you ain't missed the streets when he didn't say, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker.
You can get it.
Yeah, you get the picture.
Okay.
So everything went good. You know, everybody happy. And I'm walking through the park. You know, we got Disney. And then one of the Disney people came and was like, yo, you know what I'm saying, you got to come back here. We got one of your people. I'm like, one of my people? I ain't got no people, but okay. So we get there, and they got Trick Daddy sitting in that motherfucker with his head busted open,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, handcuffed to a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he had got into a little back and forth with a chick, and then the security came. You know, the security be owning that Disney.
Yeah.
Security came through and roughed him up.
Right.
And, you know, had him and holding him.
Mm-hmm.
So this motherfucker, you know, Trick is going through all of the emotions. He cussing, he crying, he fucking telling his life story. It was the most intriguing thing I ever seen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this mother, you know, my mama name is such and such, and she had 12 kids, and da 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 da. I spent time in this penitentiary. My social security number is this. My jail number is that. And I'm like, he going through the whole shit. I'm like, okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? And the police like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You need to calm down. And so at a certain point, one of the Disney workers, who was a black lady, she came in there and was like, you know, maybe he just needs a woman's touch. And we was like, okay. So she goes over there and shit. And she like, you know, Mr. Trick, he's like, what's your name? She was like, Danielle. He was like, Miss Danielle. He was like, my jail number is such and such and such and such. My social security number is such and such and such and such. You know what I'm saying? He went through this whole range of emotions. She was like, you know, if you just calm down, we'll release you with just a trespassing charge. And which means at Disney, that just means they'll kick you off the property. Mm-hmm. But in his mind, he thought she was trying to charge him with trespassing. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, my mama name is this. My social security number is this. My jail number was this. And you could look me up in your system and see if I give a fuck about going to jail by some motherfucking trespassing, bitch. then, the shit was so hilarious. She turned red and she skedaddled out of there. We was like, kind of, we told you. And then he went into a full-on thing because the police, now they real agitated. He got his hand on the gun and Trick stands up.
He's still cuffed though, right?
He's still cuffed, but he got his hands behind his back, but he stand up. Mm-hmm. And police got his hand on the gun, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Sir, you're going to have to calm down. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, nah, I ain't got to calm down. I'm going to show y'all how I play. And this motherfucker fake fainted and fell on the floor.
Hilarious.
He fake fainted and fell on the floor, and then he laid out on the floor, and then he lifts his head up and says, now call the ambulance, because I can't sue y'all motherfuckers unless I go to the hospital.
Hilarious.
And then he lays back down like he real fainted.
Yeah.
And they called the ambulance.
Damn.
And then by that, you know, then his manager got there, and then, you know, we all worked it out. But that shit was the funniest shit I had ever seen. Motherfucker fake fainted.
Shout out to
you. Like, I can't sue y'all motherfuckers unless I get a hospital report.
T-double-D.
And, you know, this motherfucker that know the system, man. Yeah, shit. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fake faint.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to fall out on the ground. I'm going to lift my head up. Now call the ambulance, because I can't sue you until I get my hospital report. Lay back down. Doo-doo.
Man. That shit's crazy. I know cats have done that, though. I know people have done the whole, they play the system. They know that system.
Man,
that
motherfucker knew the whole shit. He knew all, I can't remember all the shit that he was saying, but he knew all the right shit to say to a motherfucker to keep a motherfucker up off you, because you know he know.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, you know, somebody who know the system, you can't really, you know what I'm saying, fuck with them too. Like, you're interrogating them and shit. You're like, man, fuck this shit. I ain't saying a motherfucker thing, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Call my lawyer. Like that. He was like, he said all the right shit to let you know that this ain't going to be easy. And I don't give a fuck about spending the night in jail. So that threat is moot.
Right. What else you got?
What else you got? And then, you know, a lot of times they ain't got shit else.
Yeah.
So they just let your ass go.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You don't get the fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile,
all ass.
Yeah, this motherfucker here. They don't want to deal with that shit.
Uh-huh.
They'd rather shoot a motherfucker who don't know, who ain't got nothing on him, ain't did shit.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, man. Before we get out of here, I saw the little situation with Shorty calling the cops on the little girl selling water. That like that they got her up out of there, though.
What happened?
The lady, the latest.
Oh, Permit Patty.
Yeah, that's what they call the Permit
Patty. Yeah, Permit
Patty. Yeah. So yeah, she got she was, you know, we all see the shit. We all got Instagram. We seen homegirls, white lady was was calling the cops on a young black girl who was selling waters. But what was so funny was she was embarrassed because she was doing that dumb shit, and she trying to duck off to the side of the lady, followed her with the camera.
The mama.
I ain't going to let you hide. And she tried to get up out her hiding spot, indignant, like she wasn't hiding like right. A fucking sucker.
Now, my favorite part about the whole shit is you like, don't hide now. The whole world going to see you, boo.
Yeah.
And then it's a whole thread of motherfuckers checking in from all over the world.
I seen her.
Like Italy, we see you.
Hilarious.
Ghana, we see you.
Oh, that's dope.
It's like the whole world gonna see you, boo.
That's the new justice.
But
system.
Then the thing about it though, this is the trip shit. I seen the whole shit on the news afterwards. It looked like the mama white. Same as the barbecue lady. The lady who was doing it was a white lady, which was the dude's girlfriend.
Guess what
they would be called? Allies.
Yeah.
Cause she really, I thought she sounded black as fuck with that. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
Right. Might have been Rachel Dolezal.
Maybe she not even white, but she damn sure look it. Maybe she just real light skinned it.
That shame cut through. White on white shame.
Yeah.
That shit made a duck behind.
Yeah.
Her. She's like, shit.
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I must be doing it wrong. Yeah. I was supposed to just get this off.
This is ridiculous.
Y'all supposed to be on my side.
Right. Wait a minute. Ah, damn it.
But they all have that same face. When they line them up next to each other, they look alike.
Yeah, they do. Hilarious. That was funny. I had a little, because I felt like them to take it back to Spain. On that motherfucker to go away for somebody to come back.
No,
with
but
an
that's where your life was for the last few days and weeks.
Back to the Basilica. We was in the Basilica and
they had the audio tour.
And typically the audio tour they give you some headphones.
Mm-hmm.
This audio tour was like a phone. So we in that bitch looking like Permit Patty. Like we about to call the cops or somebody just listening to the information.
They gonna have a meme.
Yeah.
D-Lemon out in motherfucking Barcelona.
Telling
on somebody.
Telling too. Anyway, man, speaking of telling, tell them where you gonna be, man.
Man, I'm gonna be in town, man. I'm here for a week or so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'll be here finishing up the project. Hopefully I could talk about it next week. Should be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, man, I'll be, you know, at Mr. Muhammad on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
at Mr. Muhammad on Twitter. And shit, man, I'll be here next week doing this motherfucking thing again.
Bad. Should I be here next week? I'm going to fully shake off this jet lag.
No doubt.
But, yeah, I'm going to be here next week. I mean, tonight you could catch me on Comedy Knockout on True TV, 11 p.m. And then... shit, that's it for right now. I got some dates coming up. I'll tell you about those next week. That's more July dates. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.